Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. The state's gaming commission met today in a public forum about the potential negative impacts the casinos will have on their host communities and the towns that surround them. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tones was at the meeting and joins us now with more. Hi, Bianca.
Hi, Sasha.
Bianca, what kinds of concerns do these communities say they have?
Well, they're worried that traffic is going to go up. They're worried about providing enough water and sewer facilities or infrastructure for these new huge developments. They're concerned that their fire departments in some of these places have never fought fires in buildings, you know, taller than two stories. And all of a sudden, they're going to have large hotels in their midst. They're also worried that people will come to work in these facilities whose children speak languages that their schools don't address. And all of a sudden, they're going to have to, you know, have programs for English language learners that they never had to provide before.
And do you get the sense that these communities feel like they have the expertise to deal with these issues?
Not at all. They feel woefully unprepared. And they probably felt worse after hearing some of the talks today, especially from this woman who used to be the city manager of Henderson, Nevada. Listen to her. She's May K. Peck. And basically she said that, you know, Massachusetts is totally unprepared for this.
One of the most important things the Gaming Commission can do is to level the playing field. Right now, local government in Massachusetts is seriously outmatched, outgunned by the casino industry. This is an industry that no one in Massachusetts has dealt with before.
The takeaway here was actually positive. She said that host communities actually have leverage. They just need to know how to use that leverage.
So the host communities may have leverage. I mean, they could say, no, you can't come here. But what about the surrounding communities?
The law says that the surrounding communities do need to be taken into consideration, but it's really up to those host communities to negotiate it. And Lakeville and other communities surrounding Taunton, which has recently given sort of the green light to moving ahead with a casino with the Mashpee Wampanoag tribe, they're going through this right now. I spoke to a state representative from Lakeville, Keiko Oral, who says that she and other representatives from surrounding towns are trying to get into the process of negotiating with the tribe and the governor's office right now, and they're having no luck.
We are wanting to be included in the process, and we will continue to impress upon the governor's office that we need to be included.
So, Bianca, you say they're having no luck, yet for Taunton and the towns around it, this is moving quite fast.
Yes. The Mashpee Wampanoags have to negotiate a compact with the governor by July 31st.
And if these towns can't make much progress negotiating on their own, what options might they have that came up this morning, if any?
Well, the Gaming Commission talked today about possibly coming up with some money to help them pay for outside expertise, specifically with planning. I could see how maybe that would go also in the direction of negotiation, helping, you know, in the actual negotiating room with casinos, but that wasn't, you know, talked about specifically today.
But some sort of help so that if they don't have the resources within the town, they could at least pay someone to consult with them and say, how do we do this?
Exactly, because a lot of these places are small towns that don't even have professional city managers, much less planning departments.
So were there any real-life examples presented this morning, maybe from an out-of-state community that has dealt with a casino developer, that might give to us the best-case example and the worst-case example of how these communities might benefit through negotiations?
Yes. The same woman who used to be the city manager in Henderson, Nevada, May K. Peck, she said that in her community she negotiated three different casino deals. The first one, they didn't get very much of what they wanted, but by the third, they were really quite satisfied with, you know, the money they got for developments, with the actual physical space that they negotiated. And basically her takeaway was, you know, by the third time, she'd figured it out. But in Massachusetts, we're not going to have that luxury. You know, we have one shot to get it right.
That's WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tones. Bianca, thank you.
Thanks for having me.